four Mike.
Full four Mike. KI4MLN.
Good morning, sir. I hope you're nice and warm this morning.
Cold this morning outside. I can see. I can tell you that because it's cool in here.
You're 27 at the house. Stepped out. Went, ooh, hello. So, I hope you're doing well this morning now.
I got some warm clothes on and the heat pump's having a very nice time of it.
Ran a lot last night. I kept hearing it kick on and off, and I'm like, oh, great. There goes the fire bill. But, even though I'd watched the news, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention about how cold it was supposed to get last night, and it took me by a little bit of surprise this morning.
It was so darn warm, you wouldn't think it was going to be this cold this morning. Woo!
I was running around in shorts yesterday. It was a little chilly for shorts, but not still yet. I was able to do it and not be uncomfortable. I walked out this morning and went, okay, sweatshirt.
Trying to get that extra test on tape and go from there. I want to take that test next couple weeks, get my extra class license, get it over with.
Cluck with that. I hadn't heard anybody say anything. You know, if you need another VE to be there, yell at me. I got to talk to Steve this morning, and we've got to do an extra test session coming up. So we're doing a class down at St. Francis Hospital, and yay! But that's where I'm on my way this morning. I got to make two stops. I got to make a stop here at the service station this morning, and then one at Dunkin' Donuts, and then show up for testing.
Well, I went one time to Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. It's ridiculous. Dunkin' Donuts is a heck of a lot cheaper.
Love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And I like their sandwiches. Their donuts, they don't come close to Krispy Kreme, but Krispy Kreme's coffee sucks.
Krispy's got the worst coffee record in the class. If you want the bad coffee, try McDonald's coffee. Oh, God.
Same way with Bojangles. Love their biscuits. Don't like their coffee.
To buy some darn 7-Eleven coffee. I don't know what the heck it was in that stuff. God!
Bojangles coffee reminds me of Navy coffee, and the Krispy Kreme reminds me of Army coffee, where you get your water out of the creek.
Miles full of growls.
Stop at Dunkin' Donuts one block up from the Red Cross Center on VE testing days. I figure, heck, one day a month it doesn't hurt for me to overindulge for breakfast.
What I'm doing lately, too, is using B12, B6 complexes to have some natural appetite suppressants with caffeine and stuff. And it actually helps. It helps up. You know, get rid of the cravings for it.
Caffeine doesn't affect me that way. It's kind of weird. I can drink a whole pot of coffee and lay down and go to sleep. The only thing caffeine does for me is there's a real fine threshold. If I cross it, it turns into a colon cleanser, and I'm near the toilet for quite a bit of time that day.
Coffee's it's good about cleaning the liver and kidney. I'm cleaning the flushing toxins out of the body. And where I had CHF for many years and didn't even know it, the only thing that saved my life is the fact that I drank coffee.
In the military, I didn't drink that much coffee. Occasionally, if it was really, really cold, I would drink it, but I didn't drink it for the taste. I just drank it to warm up. And, you know, when I got out of the military and then started working EMS and everything else, then I started drinking a little bit more of it and got an affinity for the taste. And I'm still not a coffee-holic, but I drink a lot more now than I did when I was younger.
I gotta get some cinnamon in my coffee. I gotta try to find a place with good cinnamon in it. Because cinnamon is really good for you. It helps get rid of sugar, and it's a good thing. If it's used, you know, you don't realize how good it really is.
Cinnamon has a lot of medicinal properties. I've never tried cinnamon in my coffee. I may have to look into that.
A place you can buy it with already ground in it. I don't know if they do it or not, but I'm going to try to get a cinnamon stick and stick it right in the water and try it that way. And then, it's really something. I really found over the years with cell foods and all kinds of different things, antioxidants. Antioxidants are a real good thing to have. It's really amazing how much difference it's made in my breathing and heart condition and all that stuff. It's made a big difference.
Yeah, I cook with a lot of cinnamon, a lot of turmeric. Turmeric's another really, really good one. But, I've never tried cinnamon in my coffee. I'm not a foo-foo coffee drinker. But I have stopped here for some fish water. So if you're still going to be on here in a little while, I will be back. I'll probably be back in the vehicle in about 10 minutes. So if not, you have a good day today and try to stay warm. And I'll go ahead and say 73. Kilo Zulu for Mike.
I'm just going to stand by and listen. The sun should be coming up pretty quick.
Zulu for Mike is mobile again.
Go ahead.
For now, didn't know if you were still in here or not. I didn't like getting out of the vehicle. That gone. I got to turn my seat warmer on. Excuse me.
Got my shoes. So excited last night. I have two pairs of shoes. One old pair, one new pair. And every time some of my friends clean up, every time he moves stuff, I can't take me 20 minutes to find where the heck they are.
I hate that. You get used to being by yourself, and you can kind of remember where you set something, and then somebody comes and moves it. I was going to be nice. I had the company last night, and I was going to be nice and crank their vehicle for them this morning, and daggone if they didn't take my spare key and move it around. I couldn't find the key to the vehicle, so I went, I guess they're just going to be gold.
Besides, he wants to knock things all over the place.
Cinnamon. Cats are real good with some teriyaki on a spit.
And they'll get in their attitude problems where they'll just take, if they think there's something doesn't belong on the table, they'll just shove everything with their paws off the table anywhere, and things fly all over the place.
They're a little walking their own poop, shedding, coughing, identity problem. That pretty much sums them up.
You gotta watch out. I mean, and it makes things worse when you can't see what you're doing, and you gotta find it all.
With Glenn over there last night, that could be the problem.
Not myself. They can drop the ball off my way to shop, and he's a good guy. But man, this guy can. He's one of those kind of guys. Damon's a good guy, but man, he just has a knack for doing things different than everybody else.
A couple of people like that in ham radio.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They do things different than everybody else. Intelligent people in this hobby, but man, I've also met some crazy people too.
Now, I resemble that remark.
I was up in Maine, and the guy's called W-A-1-H-L-R, and he's harassed, is called W-A-1-H-L-R. Well, Tim's a crazy old man, he's a broadcast engineer. In the 70s, I met him the first time I got involved in anything about amateur radio, and I went up there. Turned 18 years old, was legal to drink. That's my house is legal. I said, oh, I'm just going up to a party up in Shelton, Connecticut. Tim's going to be up there, and we're going to go meet in Shelton. We're going to go to my buddy's party. And but just be careful, you know, make sure you're going to, so my mom talked to WNSOVP. No, I don't worry, be no, a party. I go up there, bunch of crazy guys throwing firecrackers around, blow up hamburgers into grown people, carry on. I almost got strung up by a radio antenna. Someone didn't have the high voltage covered in the transmitter. It was quite a party, I can tell you that. I was like, wow.
I bet it was. Well, who did you contact about your testing for your extra?
I get some of the Barney and Trouble DVDs so I can study for it. I haven't contacted anyone yet. I did talk to Gary, but I hadn't had a chance to really. I got no way to go online yet, so that's what the issue is. I got a DVD player. I got to get ways to study. I want to study this time, see if I can knock this thing right out.
Okay. I guess you, when you say Gary, you're talking about KI4DOS?
He's given me tests before, him and W4DJW, all those guys. And, I just want to study and get it over with, and I really want to get on the extra class on the AM window. I want to get down there and I'll check on a vanity call to it and see if either AI4NX, if that's available, or KJ4HYD. I want them to check on that and see if I get either one of those calls, because either one of those two guys are guys that I really respected a lot. Mike taught me, and he's a sound key, and so is Kevin, the broadcast engineer. And I think since I'm a crazy old AM, I like vacuum tubes, I think I'm kind of wanting to carry the torch.
All right. Well, I'll speak with Gary this morning and tell him to give me a yell whenever. If time does come around, you're ready to take it. I'll come give him a hand.
I can't find a way to borrow me some DVDs here. Maybe I can get so I can really study this time. Actually, knock it right out. So when you guys come over here, we just knock it out.
I'm trying to think if I don't know if our class would help you too much, because we use a whole lot of visual aids. Let me work on that. I might be able to come up with something.
Question for it. I can listen to a DVD. I think I can study the thing. I'll ask you guys a couple questions before we start. And I had trouble last time with some of the stupid math questions, some of the Smith charts and stuff, but that, you can even eliminate those. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I do understand them, but it doesn't, for Brian, you can actually eliminate all the ones with diagrams. You can actually eliminate them all if you want. Legally, you can do that. For me, the answer on DVD, I can listen to it. I bet you I'll sit down for a couple of days. I'll spend a half a week and just study it.
All right, well, let me rub my two brain cells together and see if I can't come up with something. But if I do, I'll give you a yell.
Go over to which hospital are you going over to?
Westar always does their testing there at Red Cross, right down from the Greenville Memorial there on Grove Road, right across from the VA.
I've been there more than once. But, my heat pump this morning is running full time. I got two of them. I got a 6-ton unit downstairs. I got one up, a couple ton one up here. Boy, it is beating up this morning.
Today is supposed to be like in the 40s. So, I think in the upper 40s anyway. It's a stark difference from what it has been.
Close to getting where you're going.
Zulu 4 Mike. No, not yet. I'm on Wade Hampton Boulevard at Reed School Road there in Taylor's.
This morning.
Halfway there from the house, so I'm chipping away at it.
I used to cheat. When I used to do my outdoors when it's cold like this, I used to go downstairs early. I'd get my coffee, make my coffee, go downstairs, I take the something to heat the door lock that closed up in the old fort, get downstairs, then ticking and fire that thing up, set the hydrant to hell, get it on the, start that thing up, get it running, and set it on the frost, just walk inside for a good half hour, let the engine get nice and hot, turn the heat on, the frost on, and when you hopped in the car, it was nice and warm, man. I'll tell you what, if I ever do that again, I'm going to plug the heat, block heaters and oil heater in it, and plug them in all night long, and let the engine sit at 190 degrees, so when you start in the morning, you got the heat right away.
Plug my truck up quite a bit. I like having that block heater and that diesel, but I hadn't plugged it in a while. I need to plug it in and use it a little bit. I got it. Might as well take advantage of it.
Understand, and I'll tell you this firsthand. Keeping the oil hot, you get a little dipstick heater, you get a water heater, and you can keep the oil and the engine hot at 100. And let me tell you something, what people don't know. 90% of your engine wear occurs between the time the engine warms up and cold and it's hot. So if you preheat the oil and keep the engine hot all the time, it cuts the wear down in half.
That's why I like to leave my truck idling a lot. People fuss about fuel consumption. I'm like, it takes more fuel for that thing to crank up than it does if I just leave it idling, and it's a lot easier on the engine.
With fuel injections, they're very clean, so you don't have to worry too much about it. You know, it's just like they have, they made a NASCAR fuel injection that you can run up to 1,200 horsepower. You can stick it in a basic, it's not too hard to, you can adapt it to a lot of the small block Chevys and 350s and all that stuff. And you set that thing up right with fuel injection. It's a real efficient system, and it's real good, and it's clean, and you can set it up right, and you have very clean, you know, it's very efficient.
More traffic out here this morning than what I thought there would be. Last several months coming down here when we had testing, I haven't been having a problem with traffic in the morning, but there's quite a bit of it out here on the road today. Traffic, if people will go on or get over, but these people, they love to get three abreast on White Hampton Boulevard and run the same speed, and it irks me.
Crossing highways with White Cane with some knucklehead that runs a light. They got something stupid.
With you here, but I may get a little scratchy. I'm hitting that section of Whitehorse Road where we're in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so I haven't been through here in a month, so we'll see if I can still hold the repeater.
I'll phase those antennas and drop the antenna down, put one below it, phase it, and straighten that out. You're going to have a good system that'll work. It'll solve that problem. You're aware of some of that RF problem that you've got from all their trash on Paris Mountain.
A little RF troll would be just tickled to death up there, because that's RF heaven.
I think if you guys drop the antennas down, drop down 100, like 50 feet, drop the top one down 50 or 100 feet, and then put another antenna in phase with it. And let me tell you what, you'll solve the whole problem between that and 8.2, and you couple them together with the amplifier, and you'll be rocking and rolling, baby. So we'll go back to having the best coverage in as part of the state.
We've had some funny propagation the last couple of weeks come through, and I'm wondering if that was just band openings or what.
If you listen to the weather channel, the weather frequencies and stuff, you can hear it. I even heard trash on rural 1.5 signal where bands and the FM band is opened up, and you get temperature inversions and all kinds of weird stuff. Like that day we had those up. Tornado warnings all over the place, man. The bands were horrible.
My HF antenna relocated and back up. I've been on HF in quite some time, and we got a couple of little challenges coming up that I'd like to participate in, so I need to get out one day as soon as I can and get that antenna back up.
About mine, we actually figured out something that might work. It's the last try we're going to get. If this doesn't work, I'm just going to put the darn fire to the wire and let it rip. Yes, there's there's no replacement for displacement. And as far as RF goes, there's no replacement for horsepower. He built the big one, like 500 something inches. He goes, well, I'll make enough power now to get the groceries. I started laughing.
Enough power to cook the groceries. Then I'd be happy.
How fast do you go to the grocery store anyway? You find how fast you go to the grocery store anyway. I can see that scratcher part so far.
Now, I made up some time there on Wade Hampton, so I'm in here on Church Street, right in the middle of the city now.
Sure, it's a little scratchy, but I got you.
The work they've been doing on the repeater, didn't know how much it was going to help or hurt. Apparently, it's helped quite a bit.
Well, situation, because all the things, the RF is up there now, see, where YFM Channel 4 went to that new digital crap, it really caused a problem because they had to up their power so much. I think I'm not sure, but I think the transmitter, if I got this right, it's 1,000,000 watts at the transmitter. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what it looks like.
Doubt it was as far out as they try to reach for that thing.
You gotta use kind of AM too, with your width of your video signals is wide. So if you're gonna have a digital footprint with different other frequencies along in the same footprint, that means you can't run the bandwidth of the antennas far. Now you gotta just keep putting more power to the equation, and that's why the system in Europe is great, but down in America, these Federal Communications Commission people aren't thinking this thing through.
It's too often in way too many fields, people just not thinking things through.
It's okay if, you know, they say it's going to cost $20 million to do it. I said, no, it's going to cost more like $40 or $50 million. Then you still don't know what you're going to get. And the way it is down here with temperature inversions and mountains and hills and all kinds of garbage down through here, you know, I don't think that the gain's worth it. Up to $20 or $50 million or whatever the heck it is and do good things for the whole country to do things for people that need it rather than waste it. Doing something that might not work very well in the first place.
Yeah, but then again, it goes right back to what we were saying about not thinking things through.
I'm just seeing the way things are, what I'm seeing radio-wise, you know. And, you know, it's like when they stopped making incandescent light bulbs, and they finally found out that we're going back to making light bulbs and incandescent bulbs in this country again. There's a lot of good reasons why, too. Is the sun up yet, or is it too early for that?
Couple fingers up on the horizon. It was actually up when I was talking to you and I stopped at the store. It just wasn't high in the sky over the trees yet.
All the lights off there, like the LED lights and all that stuff yet.
Everything that's on the sensor is gone off.
On a timer.
Well, I'm talking to you. I am destinating here at the good old Dunkin' Donuts. So I'll just say stay warm, and I hope you have a good day today. And I'll get up with you again here sometime soon. I haven't been calling a vet here lately, so I don't get to talk to you that way. But I'll do some checking about the study assistance and see what I can come up with. But you have a good day today, sir. And like I said, I enjoyed it. KI4MLN, this is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike 73.
Sure. I heard something in there. Go ahead and try that again.
Trying to get a hold of KC4S. So that's the they turned me from a 8-pound leak to the.
Try again, see if I can decipher that.
Spring peanut covered donuts. I got them.
You good?
They are real good. That's the problem.
Your signal's hard to pull out of my. fly that hard? Wow. Said Whitehorse Road is where you were, I thought.
Tell us about that road to Baptist Church. Well, I'm on a little two-lane road. I can't remember the name of this one. But, yeah, I'm off of Whitehorse Road by about a mile and a half.
You're off Whitehorse Road by about a mile and a half. I mean, I copied more of it that time.
Inside a car, so I can hear it a lot better than I can get out.
Probably just the right spot, otherwise you won't get a signal at all. Magma stuck on the roof of the handheld, you'd probably do a lot better.
And I'm calling for a month. By the time I get back, I forgot about getting one.
Do that, you'll find you'll improve your signal about 90%. I heard a story about a guy that got killed on a motorcycle by a darn deer. egg at one time.
I believe in that, but I'm trying to hear a car of a gallon. It seems like a 72 or 71 gallon, something like that. And
another friend of mine one time drove a Harley, and but somehow he's going down the back road and a farmer's cow got out of the field and he hit a cow. Put him in the hospital like a boy. I mean, the guy didn't get killed. The farmer was charging $600 for a cow. I was laughing.
Last year when we had all that flooding out there, there was actually cows out standing in the middle of the interstate on 44.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
And well, they swam the fences and they were looking for some place that they could stand on instead of doing the habitat or whatever the cows do. And standing out in the middle of I-44.
Yeah, I suppose, they're trying to get out of the fences, and that's what happens when they do it.
Yeah, it got pretty bad out that way for a few days. I mean, there's a lot of places in that state you could not get through on the state roads. If you weren't trying to get down the interstate, you weren't going to get there.
You don't think about it, because it happens more often than you think it does.
Like I said, that's not there that often either. But like I said, when it starts flooding like that, especially when all those, hills, little valleys and stuff, that water gets channeled in directions you wouldn't think it normally go.
And this winter has been real bad for real bad weather conditions as far as water floods and everything else. So you're going to see a lot of unusual accidents this winter because of it.
Get me a cup of coffee before I get over the Red Cross building. It's been good talking to you. It's KW4TS. I'll be clear under 5.
Where are you now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I keep working my way towards the repeater. It'll get better.
I pretty much, for the most part, understood what you said, but we, kept knocking this clock down. I got to do? I got to get my earphones on and get used to listen to scratch and start getting my ear tuned to learn to listen to it again so I can get good at it like I used to be.
Now it takes a little practice or training or whatever. You just got to get accustomed to doing it again.
I wasn't real good. Now I'm getting back into getting shape, so now I can do it. Sometimes the difference between pulling a signal out and not pulling out, sometimes with emergency situation, you got to get the signal that they got to get, and you got to be able to sometimes pull something out that's hard to get.
I used to fly. If I lived in Northern Virginia, and I'd fly in and out of BWI and Dulles National. I'd run up the East Coast up as far as Worcester, Massachusetts, doing stuff. Talking to those controllers, having to try and they want to amend your route in flight. You're flying by yourself on an IFR clearance. You're trying to copy an IFR clearance and fly the airplane at the same time. It takes a little practice to do that, I think is what I'm trying to say.
The thing is, too, and this is one thing I will tell you, I've listened to AM in certain circumstances up on a lot of the higher frequencies, like the weather frequencies and the controllers and towers. And AM works very well for that. You'd be surprised. You can pull a signal out pretty good.
Oh, you can. But like I say, those guys read off clearances like they're running an auction house.
I listen to what they say. Wow, how the heck are you going to copy that?
Well, the trick to it is when you go to, you can get them to slow down because read back to write it down. When you write it down, read it to yourself about 3 times and then rattle it off to them as fast as you can, and they'll ask you to slow down.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I got tired of this one guy over at National Airport, you know, ground control guy over at National. I finally sat there in front of Butler Aviation. Read it to myself about three times what I was going to tell him and then rattle it off. He said, I can't write that fast. I said, well, you expect me to write that fast?
I have to fly the stupid airplane.
You know, I can say every now and then, depends where your office is at, it gets kind of busy.
Well, it really is fascinating. I mean, I would like to try it sometime. I believe I'd like to do this with a pilot sometime. I'd like to actually fly a plane with someone sighted and actually see, get the feel, and actually use the, you could modify the instruments, VFR. I'd love to see, modify some instruments so audibly I could check it out. I'll bet you $10. I'll bet you I could fly it.
Like I say, flying it takes a little study to know what you're looking at, but it's not that complicated. Tell it, they're teaching chimpanzees or something to fly airplanes out in California.
He's a politician in California. They can't do it anyways. They might as well fly a plane. They might have a chimpanzee do it.
I think I'd rather have a chimpanzee than any of the politicians from California flying anything.
They can't fly a house.
Tuck in here real quick, grab me a cup of coffee. I'll talk to you later. KW4DS.
Five now. Can I fly it clear?
The closer I get, the better it works.
Clear.
Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. November 4, Lima Bravo Oscar, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. Response, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike, I'll be clear and listening.